We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
You know, we are living in some dark days in our society. We think of the COVID-19 or the coronavirus, and people will often ask me, well, Pastor Burns, what do you think about this? I think it's in the Bible. Perilous days will come. Pestilence will come upon the earth. The world seems to be having a nervous breakdown. Welcome to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns. Thank you so much for tuning in to our program on this Lord's Day. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 is where we're going to begin our reading. If you have your Bible handy, take some time and look up these wonderful scriptures and see for yourself God's timeless truths. The Bible says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." I want you to notice with me this truth this morning here on Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, the gospel of Christ. The word gospel means good message or good news. We are talking about this morning the good news or the good message of Jesus Christ. A woman from Africa who had heard for the first time from a missionary the story of Jesus Christ and the cross explained, "I always knew that there must be such a man as that." You know, we are living in some dark days in our society. The Bible says in the last days, perilous days are before us. We think of the COVID-19 or the coronavirus, and people will often ask me, well, Pastor Burns, what do you think about this? I think it's in the Bible. Perilous days will come. Pestilence will come upon the earth. The world seems to be having a nervous breakdown. Christians are so busy being entertained. There are so many people in our world today that are searching for hope. Where is hope today? Well, we find the hope in the gospel, or the good message of Jesus Christ. A well-known preacher of the United States was asked to say a few words to a gathering in an open-air meeting. At the close of his address, an atheist stepped up to him and challenged him to a debate, assuring him that he would bear all the expense of the renting of the hall and the advertising. "I accept on one condition, that you bring with you 50 people who have been helped by your philosophy. I will bring you hundreds who will testify to the transformation that this gospel has wrought in their lives." You know, it is the gospel that has changed my life. It's the gospel that has changed so many people's lives. It's the gospel, if you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, it's the gospel that has changed your life as well. The world has their own message. You know, any perversion to the gospel of Christ is not the true gospel. The Bible says in Galatians 1, verse 6, "I marvel that ye are soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." They would pervert the wonderful message of the gospel. But what is the message of the gospel? Well, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." Now, what is the gospel? Verse 3, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." The gospel is the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the good message. This is the message of salvation. Listen, friend, a salvation of works is not the gospel. If someone's saying, "Well, you got to be a part of a denomination, or you got to be baptized in baptismal waters, or you need to be confirmed, or you need to be sprinkled, or you need to be a good person," that's not the gospel message. A church salvation is not the gospel message. A religion salvation is not the gospel message. What is the gospel? What's the true gospel? That Jesus died for my sins, that he put upon him my sins, and I'm able to live the Christian life through his power and through his ability. This is the true gospel of Jesus Christ. So we're going to look at some scriptures here. Number one, the gospel reveals to us the power of God. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." We're talking about the ability or the power of God to save a sinful soul. So how can God bring humanity back to him? Well, it's through the power of the gospel. You see, we see the allegiance to the gospel. The Bible says that we are not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The gospel is God's power revealed. We should never be ashamed of any truth that is found in the Bible. We feel many times in an insecure world, We feel ashamed of the gospel message, that Jesus died for our sins. Think about the message that Paul preached. A male member of the despicable Jewish race was said to be the Savior of the world. Not only was he to be a Jew, but he was said to be a mere man like all other men. But not only that, his death was said to be different from the death of other men. He was said to have died for all other men, that is, in their place as a substitute for them. And then to top all of it, he was said to have been risen from the dead. His resurrection was said to be proof that he was the very Son of God. And such unbelievable claims made the gospel a contemptible thing in the minds of many. Churches today will try to make the gospel more palatable. You know, they'll try to take away the blood, or they'll take away the cross, or they'll try to make it acceptable to an ungenerate, unbelieving world. But Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it is the power of God." Listen, not only do we find the allegiance to the gospel, but there's the authority in the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. Now, God is all powerful. God could wipe man off the face of the earth, but instead he had chosen to give man the good news of salvation. The power of God speaks of the miracle of the message that he has presented to humanity. And God uses the gospel as the force behind eternal life. Romans chapter 10 verse 14 says this, How then shall we call on him in whom we have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel. It's Pastor Burns here, and I wanted to take a moment and invite you to partner with us in taking the gospel of Jesus Christ to the city. You can invite your friends and family members to check out KitchenerHope.com. That's KitchenerHope.com, and watch our video. We also encourage you to pray for our ministry as we pray for you. And if you're able to support us financially, this would ensure that we stay on the air and continue to preach the gospel to the Waterloo region. We're going to continue our message in just one moment, but first, here's a message from our RU Recovery program.
Weekends can make for strong beginnings, especially when you start each week with RU Recovery. They meet at Kitchener Baptist Church every Friday night at 7. Whatever you're struggling with, drugs, alcohol, pornography, tobacco, or any other behavioral problems like anger or depression, believe me, RU Recovery offers the help you need. Plus, you'll make some great new friends who understand what you're going through. And RU Recovery is open to people from all walks of life, any faith or no faith. Anybody who is just seeking to find something that works. I'm telling you, if you live better, you'll feel better. So why not make this your weekend for strong beginnings with RU Recovery? RU Recovery meets at Kitchener Baptist Church, 1720 Glasgow Street, every Friday night at 7 p.m. For more information, go to rurecovery.org or call 226-336-7680. That is rurecovery.org, 226-336-7680.
How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This tells us a critical truth of the gospel's open door opportunity for every man to come to Jesus Christ in simple believing faith. You know God through the gospel. You go to heaven through the gospel. God's power unto salvation is through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. What can wash away my sins? The hymn writer wrote, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only way for us to go to heaven. But then we see the acceptance of the gospel. Not only the allegiance of the gospel, the authority of the gospel, but the acceptance of the gospel. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. The power of God is only useful if you believe. If you have your Bibles handy, I want you to turn to the Gospel of John and the third chapter. In this passage of Scripture, Jesus is having a conversation with Nicodemus. And in this conversation, we have wonderful truths about eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him, this is Jesus, might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Do you notice in this passage of Scripture the attention to believing on the Lord Jesus? The Bible says that Jesus came, he must be lifted up. When he is lifted up, he is preached, he is taught, he is presented to an unbelieving world. And this unbelieving world must accept, they must by faith put their trust and faith in Jesus. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because they have not believed. The word believe is speaking of a reliance, a trust. This is not a head knowledge. This is not knowing about Jesus, but trusting him for your eternal life. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, when we trust him, we have that baseline confession and we call out to him, Lord, I pray you would save me. Wash my sins away. I trust in you and you only for my salvation. And this trust that we have in Jesus, this trust we have in the power of God, of the gospel of Christ, is the key to eternal life, the key to heaven, the key to the Father. This is what the Bible says. We see in the passage of Scripture that the gospel reveals the power of God, but the gospel also reveals the purity of God. Verse 17 of Romans 1, for therein, this is the gospel, for therein, this speaks of the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. You know, when you look at the gospel closely, you see the power of God to save a sinful soul like you and like me. But also when you look at the gospel closely, you see God's holiness demanded. You see God's righteousness offered. The Bible says it this way in John 8, verse 24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Now think about that expression in John chapter 8, verse 24. What does it mean to die in your sins? Remember, John 8, chapter 8, verse 24, Jesus is talking to religious people. He's talking to Pharisees and Sadducees. But Jesus warns them, if you do not believe that I am the Messiah, the Savior of the world, then you're going to die in your sins. To die in your sins means that you will spend eternity paying for those sins. Because of who God is, sin must be paid for. You know, sin bears a price tag. The wages of our sin is death. And we're not just talking about physical death, for by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Because of sin, we will physically die. But because of sin, we will spiritually die. And this is separation from God for all eternity in a place called hell, which is a place of torment and fire and separation from all that is good and all that is righteous and all that is holy. The Bible says that sin bears a price tag and sin must be paid for. The gospel is Jesus paying your sin debt. The cross was the payment. The empty grave was the confirmation of it. Oftentimes when you purchase something, especially on the internet, you know, you'll go through the checkout process and then you'll get to the confirmation page. Thank you for your order. Your order has been processed. You know what? The empty grave is God's confirmation page. Your sin has been paid for in full. The gospel that we have before us, this wonderful message, this good news of the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Listen, in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. The payment of my sin is revealed. God took my place. He bled and died so that I could be free from my sin and free from the condemnation of my sin, that awful payment of sin. How does the gospel save? Well, we are saved by faith. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. When we believe by faith the message of the gospel, the Bible says that the righteousness of God is placed upon us. And it's not that we're perfect people. We are still sinners. But the blessing is that God no longer sees our sin, because Jesus died in our place and our sin was nailed to that cross. God the Father looks at his Son and he says, "My righteousness has been satisfied." And anyone who by faith puts their faith and trust in Jesus, then they are in Christ. He doesn't see any of my wickedness, but he sees his Son, and I am declared righteous. This is through the gospel, the wonderful gospel of Christ. The gospel reveals the power of God. The gospel reveals the purity of God. But think about this, the gospel reveals the punishment of God. Verse 18 of our text, Romans 1. Look it up. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. These verses can be divided up into three truths. Men who sin bring upon themselves the judgment of God, and they need God's righteousness. Men without the law, the heathen, are taught by nature and their conscience that there is a God. And therefore, the world is guilty before God and needs God's righteousness. The world classifies all religion the same, but they cannot deny the power of the gospel. When a person truly puts their trust in Jesus Christ, the Bible says they are born again. They are a new creature. They are on their way to heaven. Friends, listen to me. People don't go to hell because they're bad people. People don't go to hell because they couldn't meet God's standard. People go to hell because they reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says it this way in Revelation chapter 21, verse 6, "And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." How do we overcome? We overcome by faith. 1 John 5, verse 5. Write it down. 1 John 5, verse 5. We overcome by faith. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. They will have their part in the lake of fire. Why? Because they have rejected the gospel. The Bible teaches us in John chapter 3 that light has come into this world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And this is the condemnation, John writes, that light has come into this world, but they have rejected the light. And the Bible says they will have their part. I'm talking about religious people. I'm talking about people who maybe was a part of a denomination. I'm talking about people who read the Bible. I'm talking about people who knew about God. Matthew chapter 7. Read Matthew chapter 7. They have done all these wonderful works. Matthew chapter 7. You study it. You read it. You've done all these wonderful works. And Jesus will say, "I never knew you. Depart from me. I never knew you." We're talking here about knowing Jesus and knowing his Father. How is this possible? It is only possible through the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel reveals the power of God. The gospel reveals the purity of God. And the gospel reveals the punishment of God. Because, friend, listen, because of our sin, we deserve hell. But Jesus died so that we don't have to go there. And anyone who ends up in hell is because they have rejected the wonderful message of the gospel. Even the heavens declare the glory of God. Our conscience teaches us that we were created by a God who is moral and who has created a moral code within us. And friend, we have no excuse. And so I invite you today, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, maybe you're a religious person, maybe you go to church once, twice a year, maybe you know about God, maybe you say, I pray to God. But friend, today, have you accepted the wonderful message of the gospel of Jesus Christ? The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And friend, today, would you take that opportunity? If you believe the gospel with your whole heart and you believe that Jesus died for you, would you pray, Lord, I pray you would save me. Take my sins away. Give me a home in heaven. I believe your gospel. Lord, I pray you'd be my Savior. If you've prayed that from your heart, the Bible says that you're a Christian. You have eternal life. And that is a wonderful blessing to know that Jesus Christ is your Savior. And the Bible says that no one can take that away from you.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.